What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, February 24th, 2021, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday and whatever insanity is going to ensue the following weekend. We have a lot to talk about today. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. As usual, we're going to do news until I run out of news, and then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Getting on down to Texas, the chair of Texas Power and Power Grid Operator and four other board members have resigned in the wake of the widespread outrage resulting from the energy crisis that crippled the state's electrical system. And according to a filing by the Public Utilities Commission of Texas, Electric Reliability Council of Texas Chair Sally Talberg, what a name, Electric Reliability Council, Sally Talberg resigned along with the Vice Chair Peter Crampton and board members Raymond Hepper, Terry Bulger, Vanessa Aniceta Parra. So everybody is, they're still pointing fingers back and forth, still no firm word if there is going to be some way to ameliorate the extraordinarily high electric bills people in Texas are getting because the Texas grid was forced to buy electricity from outside the state due to carbon limits imposed by the various green activists out there. So they're still sorting that mess out. Nancy Pelosi and congressional Republicans are sort of banging their heads regarding this 9/11 style commission on the events of January 6th. Nancy Pelosi has offered the GOP just four seats and the Democrats seven. And the GOP is saying, well, no, it should be basically closer to even because that is the makeup of the House of Representatives. But Nancy Pelosi is trying to bias the whole thing in favor of the Democrats and the Democratic version of what happened on that day. Meanwhile, another Democrat fiction has gone up in flames. The ex-Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund said he had intel that Antifa was going to be part of the January 6th attack. There have been claims made that it was completely unexpected. The FBI missed the ball. They had absolutely no idea that there was going to be violence at the Capitol, yada, 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 and so forth and so on. Senator Ron Johnson told Capitol security officials that fake Trump supporters started the Capitol riots, which we already knew. This was tailor-made to demonize Trump and the Trump supporters to try for the second impeachment, which cratered, and now to push for ever more draconian anti-terrorism, anti-extremist laws. We mentioned this briefly yesterday. House Democrats are assaulting core press freedoms by pressuring social media corporations to target right-wing news outlets, and not just social media, the cable companies. Cable TV companies are being pressured to drop Fox News, One American News Network, Newsmax, to basically block them from the airwaves. They're not even pretending there's a First Amendment right to freedom of speech in this country anymore. We are living in a dictatorship. There's the official story, and then there's everything else. Meanwhile, and it's almost embarrassing that we have to rely on a foreign country to do this, the Al Jazeera News Network is launching a new digital platform for conservative audiences in the United States. The new effort is called Rightly. It is intended to reach Republicans in the center-right who are currently underrepresented in today's media environment. So we're having to rely on Al Jazeera to provide a platform for a conservative point of view in this country. And I'm sure at some point the Democrats will figure out Muslims over there or something like that. A former advisor to Bill Clinton is sounding the alarm about Joe Biden's presidency, warning Americans that the Biden administration is turning the country into a totalitarian state before our very eyes. They're absolutely accurate on that one. Dr. Naomi Wolf, who worked on Clinton's reelection campaign in 1996, warned America that Biden's administration is using the COVID-19 pandemic to strip us of all of our rights. And we're also, of course, seeing the attack on conservative points of view or any point of view that questions the official narrative about anything. So Naomi made her comments during an appearance on Fox News, Tucker Carlson Tonight, yesterday, the same day the U.S. supposedly surpassed 500,000 deaths since the start of the pandemic. And you probably noticed the flags are flying at half staff today in remembrance of those 500,000 deaths. Now, Thomas Friedman is out there saying that democracy is facing huge problems. And he's absolutely right. We saw that was with last November's elections. If the elections are rigged, there is no more democracy. You know, it's fraudulent elections to prop up tin pot dictatorships, although in the case of the United States, it's a gold pot dictatorship. So Thomas Friedman is a columnist with the longest tenure at the country's leading newspaper. And, you know, he's basically observing that average work no longer returns an average wage that can sustain an average middle class lifestyle. And I saw a graphic the other day which pointed out that back when I was a kid, you know, people who had high school degrees could get decent, high-paying jobs. Only the husband would work. The mother would stay at home. They could afford to buy a nice house. The mother would take care of the kids, and everybody was happy. Now, here we are in the 21st century where you need a college degree to get a job, let alone to pay off those huge college loans. You can't afford to have kids. You can't afford to buy a house. You're living in a really tiny apartment, especially in places like New York and Silicon Valley, and both members of the family have to work very long hours just to make ends meet. To me, that shows a nation very, very much in decline. Story coming out of Station Gossip, polls are showing that blue-collar voters are flocking to the Republican Party. And the conclusion is that Democrats have so embraced the hard radical left that they're losing the center Democrats, which won't make any difference in the next election if we do not get rid of those fraudulent electronic voting machines. This one is a little bit alarming. There are 36 House Democrats who are calling on President Biden to give up full control of America's nuclear weapons. They're suggesting he is not mentally fit. There's a concern that he could flip out and launch the missiles. They're forgetting the two-man rule would be in place. But the Democrats are saying that the president should relinquish full control over the nuclear weapons in favor of a committee approach. I am not entirely adverse to that idea, given the mental state, not just of Joe Biden himself, but a lot of the people that he is surrounding himself with. In fact, there's a lesson to be learned from history. When you go back and you look at the Nazi Party and you look at the sort of people that Adolf Hitler surrounded himself with, there were a lot of deviants, poorly skilled people, and they were incredibly loyal to Hitler because they understood on their own they would not be successful. And so they owed their position and prominence and wealth to Adolf Hitler, and they would do whatever he told them. And maybe the Biden administration is planning the same strategy, which ultimately did not work out all that well for Germany. Turning over to the COVID-19 news, de Blasio is now telling New Yorkers to wear two masks until June, to wear two of those masks. And maybe de Blasio owns stock in the company that is making those masks. Joe Biden, I think we mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again here. Basically, Joe Biden came on out making the claim that the COVID vaccine has killed more people than Vietnam, Korea, World War I, and World War II combined. It is not true. It's not even close to being true. But it came out of the president's mouth, and it's either a deliberate lie or another symptom of his obviously deteriorating mental condition. over in Orange County, California, Tim Zook, an x-ray technician, got the COVID-19 injection, the experimental injection, and 2.5 hours later began complaining of abdominal pain and trouble breathing. He was taken to the emergency room by his co-workers, and basically there was a series of tests where congestive heart failure and COVID-19 itself were ruled out. He was sent home. His wife basically texted the husband's doctor, should I be worried? And the actually Zook texted back, absolutely not. 4 days after getting the shot, he was dead. Story coming on out of Tethasta.com. There is a study that was conducted up in Wisconsin showing that there is almost zero viral transmission from youth sporting events. And, you know, this is flying in the face of the official recommendations here, which are trying to shut down school sports. They're making kids play with masks, which is actually a greater health threat to the kids than the coronavirus. Dr. Fauci is now out there saying that even with the vaccination, you should avoid theaters and indoor dining. And I think Dr. Fauci's notoriety is going to his head. And I think he's got delusions of godhood, to be very honest. He's out there, you know, at 10 o'clock in the morning, he makes a statement. At 11 o'clock, he contradicts it. At noon, he contradicts the 11 o'clock statement and so forth throughout the entire day. Now, here's an interesting theory being put out from Unz.com, and it's responding to the front page article in the New York Times that reported a new mutated version of the coronavirus was likely to be more contagious or lethal than the original. And according to the Times, the new iteration of the infection could resist conventional treatments and force lockdown nations to extend the timeline for lifting restrictions. The question here, is this really a serious complication in COVID, or is it just more propaganda to scare people into getting vaccinated? And we have seen how much pressure is being exerted to try and get everybody vaccinated with these experimental vaccines, which have never, ever before now been used on human beings. The brand new technology. It's not actually approved for use by the FDA. They have been granted an emergency use waiver. And by the way, under the Nuremberg principles and under U.S. law, you can refuse treatment with an unapproved experimental medication. Legally, they can't force you to take it. They can coerce you, and there's a lot of coercion going on there. Meanwhile, according to a Pentagon report, almost three-quarters of U.S. troops are refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, maybe this has something to do with how experimental vaccines led to Gulf War syndrome, and the troops are remembering how the government just abandoned them and said, oh, it's all in your head, and we're not going to pay the medical bills. But three-quarters of U.S. troops do not want that vaccine. Israel has adopted a law allowing the names of unvaccinated people to be made public. Talk about coercive means. And I imagine this is going to result in lists of the unvaccinated being checked when you try to go to a restaurant or go to your bank or go to the hardware store or grocery store. Again, it's another way of public shaming people who are refusing to get this unapproved experimental vaccine. And we need to keep remembering that. It's not officially approved. It's been granted an emergency use waiver, and it is experimental. There has never been an mRNA vaccine trial involving humans to this point. Up in Ontario, they are spending $2.5 million on little bracelets that beep if users get too close. So if everybody's wearing these bracelets and you get within 6 feet away from one another, the bracelet will give you a little tiny beep. absolutely would not want one of those. Meanwhile, over at Bill Gates' castle, if you will, he has funded a program to basically create a digital identity for people based on their vaccination history, which means if you don't get vaccines, you are a non-person in Bill Gates' system. But that's basically the latest thing coming from Bill Gates, the same man who gave us Windows 10. David at Crucial Nonsense is saying the next bracelet gives a 10,000 vote shock. I imagine it would here. Like I said, this is all coming from the man who gave us Windows Vista, Windows Millennium Edition, and Windows 10. So I'm not eager to go down this way. Interestingly enough, we've been talking about this new COVID bill, and the Democrats are trying to push it. It's $1.9 trillion with a T dollars, and the Republicans are fighting it, and the media is demonizing the Republicans. Oh, they're making the COVID sufferers, worse. But the GOP issue is that there's very little of the COVID bill actually going to deal with COVID, and a lot of it is just filled up with liberal pork spending. For example, there is $1 billion for racial justice for farmers, $50 million for environmental justice grants, $112 million for the beleaguered California Transit Project, $10 million for Native American language preservation, $200 million for museum and library services, $750 million for global health, $750 million for Native American housing, more millions for expansion of Obamacare subsidies, billions for public schools, whether they reopen or not, and more pet projects for powerful lawmakers. It's just a big, big pork barrel. And I don't blame the GOP for standing firm on it and saying, let's pass a bill that deals with the COVID and deal with these other issues as separate bills. And the Democrats are stamping their feet and rolling around on the floor and, just having a huge, huge tantrum. All right. So getting over to the international news, Biden appears to be committing to forever war on Afghanistan. This is already the second longest war America has been in outside of Korea. It's been nearly 20 years, $1 trillion, and they've accomplished not much of anything. And part of the problem is that the objectives were never really clear. There was an attempt to impose some kind of enlightened model of governance on the Afghan people, but that fell apart when the first installed president of Afghanistan was Hamid Karzai, formerly of UNOCAL. So it's really not working. Afghanistan's a tough place, and it looks like Biden wants to raise on a busted flush. Up in Canada, their parliament, with a 266-0 vote, has declared China's treatment of the Uyghurs as a genocide. And meanwhile, of course, Biden is remaining silent. He made that comment last week about, well, this is just China being China. China, of course, was very upset about that. But a lot of people are looking at what's going on there and wondering why the United States, which was eager to go into Afghanistan and eager to go into Syria and eager to go into, well, pretty much every place else that had oil, is staying silent on the human rights abuses being carried out by China. A little bit of selective situation. All right. Alexei Navalny, rented lips, has been stripped of his label as a prisoner of conscience by Amnesty International, apparently for decades-old comments he made on immigration that he made long, long ago. But apparently it doesn't fit with the current world model, and so now he has lost his prisoner of conscience label. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network may be looking at an absolutely gargantuan electric bill this month following the freeze. As you can imagine, it takes a fair amount of electricity to run all the equipment in a radio system. There's computers, there's mixers, there's all kinds of stuff going on there. And it does draw a lot of current. Here in Santa Claus, our electric bill is about half the computer systems in this room and over in Claire's studio across the hall. And everything else is kind of less than that. Anyway, just a reminder, we need your help. And if you would care to support Republic Broadcasting, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, include your T-shirt size and a return address, and you will get a spiffy official RBN T-shirt and the associated bragging rights. And don't forget the Front Sight Firearms promotion is back on again. So all the contact information is at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. All righty. Over in Israel, they are once again looking at acquiring more weapons from the United States, using money that they got from the United States. But apparently ministers have signed off on the purchase of another 25 Lockheed F-35 stealth fighters and four Boeing KC-46 refueling tankers. It's only part of a larger $9.4 billion shopping list presented by the Israeli Air Force. But apparently the political paralysis and personal rivalry between Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Benny Gantz slowed the process down, and nobody knows when the next stages will be approved. All right. An Israeli cybersecurity firm announced yesterday that China is using a hacking tool initially developed by the U.S. National Security Agency. And if you remember, a few years ago, somebody basically dumped all the NSA hacking tools onto the web, and a lot of people scarfed them up at that point. So Checkpoint Software Technologies is out there pointing the finger at China, saying that the malware dubbed Xion exploits a vulnerability in Windows. And it said the exploit was a replica of one used by the secretive Equation Group at the NSA. So there we are. Interesting little story that came out of Haaretz no less. It's an opinion piece saying, I'm tired of American Jews making excuses for Netanyahu and his proud boy allies. And basically says, no more excuses, please. And basically he's talking about the neo-fascism of Itamar Ben-Gvir and the band of thugs that he has around him, trying to basically shift things around in the Israel political arena. We talked about this yesterday, and this is a little more confirmation. Israel has imposed a gag order on a probe into the oil spill dubbed the most serious ecological disaster in years. And Israeli authorities have closed down miles and miles of beaches in the country. It's the most serious ecological disaster in recent years after an oil spill from an unknown origin occurred some dozens of miles off the coast into the Mediterranean Sea. Sounds like maybe it might be a repeat of the Deepwater Horizon disaster. But whatever it is, Israel wants a lid kept on it. Right now, an estimated 106 miles of coastline have been impacted, stretching from Israel through the Gaza Strip and apparently up to southern Lebanon's coastline. So it's a bad one. No question about it. It is a bad one. All right. Talking about the economic news, the Federal Reserve had some kind of a problem today, and they issued a statement at 2 p.m. Eastern time saying the Federal Reserve bank staff is currently investigating a disruption to multiple services. We will continue to provide updates as soon as they are available. So the Fed apparently is down, and all FRB services are offline, including ACH and Fed Wire. Something happened there. Maybe it's the beginning of the Great Reset. Saudi Arabia is being sued by families of the Pensacola terror attack victims. This is yet another lawsuit in the U.S. filed by the families of victims in a terror attack perpetrated supposedly by a Saudi citizen. Now, this happened back on December 6, 2019. A 21-year-old member of the Saudi military opened fire on Americans staying at the naval base, carrying out a shooting rampage that led to the deaths of three Americans with 13 others wounded. All right. Excuse me. We have to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. And we have, over the past years, commented on how the military-industrial complex is producing very expensive weapons systems that just don't really live up to their cost. They're notorious for not really getting that much bang per buck. And again, I want to refer you back to a book and a movie called The Pentagon Wars, which is based on the true story of the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. And the movie is actually quite fun to watch. And it stars Kelsey Grammer, was directed by Richard Benjamin. It really is an inside look to how weapons acquisition works in the United States. So we have been talking about some of the very expensive weapons that really aren't performing, such as the F-22, which is still asphyxiating its pilots at high altitude. A huge laundry list of problems with the F-35. I don't even know why Israel wants them. The Zumwalt stealth destroyer, which is very unstable in rough seas and not all that stealthy. All the problems with the Gerald R. Ford where it may never actually be a combat-worthy platform, and, of course, the Freedom and Independence-class littoral combat vessels. Well, last week, the U.S. Navy formally announced it will soon begin to retire the first four of its littoral combat ships. Two from the Freedom class and two from the Independence class. These warships were only commissioned 6 years ago. And the vessels have had all kinds of problems, mostly technical, operational. And the retirement of the four vessels amounts to a tacit acknowledgement by the Navy that the Freedom and Independence class vessels are effectively a failed concept. I actually disagree with that. I think the concept was good. The execution failed. The concept behind these vessels was that all of the various weapon systems were in these modules that could be swapped in and out of the hull to rapidly reconfigure the ship for a specific mission. And to me, that's actually a really good idea if you can get it to work. But they were not able to get it work. I remember seeing a documentary about the first sea trials for one of these ships, and they had to have the final test of the guns tied up at the dock. That's how bad it was. And this downsizing is coming even in the middle of the U.S. Navy's push toward a 355-ship fleet. So, yeah, good idea, bad execution. I do think it was a good idea, just the engineering wasn't there. Turning to the economic news, there is an article that came on out from Natural News. And let me preface it by saying we've been talking over the years about how media is being consolidated and is in the hands of a very few people. Everything that you see, hear, and read goes through maybe 12 hands total that sort of get together and say, this is what we're going to sell America today. Well, the same thing is happening in America's food supply. And back in the 1980s, the food supply started to undergo some serious changes. A few large agribusiness companies began gobbling up the little guys, which we were told would make food cheaper and more abundant. The reality today is Americans are more food insecure than ever before. And according to 2019 data from the Department of Agriculture, more than 35 million people living in the U.S. did not have reliable access to affordable, nutritious food that year. The figure skyrocketed even higher since the COVID-19 pandemic. All right. Two Senate committees have postponed Wednesday hearings with Neera Tanden, who's President Biden's pick to lead the Office of Management and Budget. So Biden is starting to run into some resistance regarding the cabinet he is trying to put together. Down at the border with Mexico, they're overwhelmed right now by thousands of migrant children just flooding across the border after Biden reversed the Trump policy. And the floodgates are now open. They don't know what to do with them. And so once again, kids, while they're being processed, are having to sleep in these little wire mesh cages. And of course, now that it's a Democrat doing it, it's not a big deal for the Democrats. They're silent. So about this treatment of illegal immigrant children. Apparently, Jen Psaki got rather annoyed with Peter Ducey, saying the Biden administration putting kids in cages is not keeping kids in cages, and somehow it's all the fault of the COVID pandemic anyway. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. A judge has now blocked enforcement of Biden's moratorium on most deportations. Now, Joe Biden's administration wanted a pause on most deportations until further notice. The judge ruled late last Tuesday, no, Biden can't do that. The deportations have to go ahead. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton, a Trump appointee, agreed to issue a preliminary injunction requested by the state of Texas. Acting Homeland Security Director David Pekoske directed in a memorandum an immediate pause on removal of any non-citizen with a final order of removal for 100 days. The Texas officials then sued. Mitch McConnell, interestingly enough, has announced his support for the open borders radical Merrick Garland for Attorney General. We were talking about him and some of his views yesterday, where he refused to say crossing the border was a crime. He's very much pro gun control, or anti-gun, if you will. Speaking of gun control, Joe Biden is going after the so-called ghost guns. This is his first move on firearms control. He's coming under pressure from the extreme left progressives for not doing enough. I mean, they're still out there saying, just do a gun grab, just confiscate everything. But Biden wants to regulate the ghost guns and, at least get them out of circulation. Now, for those who don't know what I mean, a ghost gun is what you build out of an 80% complete lower receiver and a bunch of spare parts, because under the law, it is that lower receiver that is legally the gun. And companies are able to make the casting of that lower receiver, but they can't machine it out, or it becomes a gun and has to have a serial number and associated paperwork. So they sell these unmachined castings. They're called 80%ers. And gun enthusiasts with simple machine shop tools can finish routing them out, install the parts, and build a working AR-15 rifle, which does not have a serial number and does not have to be registered. And Joe Biden wants to go after those. The interesting thing is that nobody's ever actually committed a crime using a ghost gun. If you really think about how much work that goes into one of those, you know, it's something a hobbyist is doing or a gun rights advocate is doing. Somebody who's going to rob the local, convenience store, they're going to go downtown and buy a Saturday night special handgun, from the black market and use that. Except for staged shootings to push the gun grabber agenda, nobody uses those AR-15s for anything but punching holes in paper and protecting their homes. Over in Missouri, Newton County has enacted the Second Amendment Preservation Act, allowing local law enforcement to arrest federal agents who attempt to enforce laws in the county that violate the Second Amendment. And it declares all such laws null and void. The act requires the courts and law enforcement agencies to protect the rights of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms. And it's the start of a trend, because also in Missouri, Mercer County in northern Missouri has declared itself a Second Amendment sanctuary county as of yesterday. And here's where the gun grabbers are really going to be whining and wailing and gnashing their teeth. This is from Zero Hedge, and yes, I did link it to whatreallyhappened.com. It now only costs $350 to 3D print an entire gun. That's $315, including the cost of the 3D printer. Now, that is really amazing. Now, it's coming from an organization called Deterrence Dispensed. This is an online group that promotes and distributes open source 3D printed firearms, and they've designed a fully functional 3D printable semi-automatic pistol caliber carbine in 9mm. And they were made widely available on the internet late last year, and now they've got a printer, 3D printer, that will allow you to do so economically. Now, there is one catch, and that is the barrel of the gun itself, which will not work if 3D printed. That has to be machined out. But it's a simple metal tube, and anybody with basic machine skills can put that one together. But that's amazing. I mean, I've wanted to play with a 3D printer myself, and if the price has really come down that low, I want to make little tiny statues of Claire. What I want to do. All right, getting into our woke news, if you will. There is a story that came out of Tethesda, and it's actually been all over the place here. The number of Americans who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender has increased in recent years, especially among young people. I think that is not a result of any growing awareness, but of this sales campaign that we're seeing. I mean, they're teaching this stuff in the schools that, you know, you should want this kind of stuff, that, you know, it's hip to be transgender, it's hip to be gay. It's a sales pitch, and I'm not exactly sure why they are pushing it as hard as they are. You know, they're trying to go back to this world where we're not even sure what restroom we're supposed to use. Meanwhile, there is a pro-family news outlet that was censored by Twitter for posting a Biden administration official's actual biological sex. Three guesses who they're talking about. Meanwhile, Microsoft, together with a few other tech and media corporations, is forming a coalition to censor, quote, disinformation, end quote, online, meaning anything that is not aligning with the official statement about anything at all. And disinformation and fake news have become prevalent buzzwords to create a justification for censorship in the digital age. But we know where the fake news is really coming from, and it's not coming from our YouTube account. I mean, there are a lot of people planted in social media to put out a lot of junk that can be pointed to and say, see, the net must be brought under control. I remember back when they were first discussing the Telecommunications Act, and there was this Senator Exxon, who proposed an amendment having to do with controlling pornography on the internet. And the month before he made that proposal, the internet was flooded with porn. Now, these were the days of Usenet. And Usenet was broken up into little groups that you could sign up for. And there were cooking groups and woodworking groups, photography groups and basketry groups and all kinds of different interesting things. And there was a separate hierarchy called Alt, where more adult things could be posted. But these people were posting stuff everywhere, every one of the groups. And, you know, people would say, look, this stuff doesn't belong in this group. Go over to the alt hierarchy. And the original poster would come back and say, I have a First Amendment right to post this stuff here, and you can't stop me. So we started tracking their IP addresses, and sure enough, they all went back to government and military computers. So Senator Exxon proposed his amendment. It was debated. It was pared down. And as soon as it got through Congress, the flood of porn onto the internet absolutely stopped. It was like somebody turned off a faucet. And so that's an example of the kind of propaganda efforts that we see on the internet to make us look bad, to kookify us, you know, along with fake Apollo moon landings and chemtrails and, you know, Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot's love child and Planet Nine and Flat Earth and all the rest of that stuff. All right. Story coming out of Natural News. It's titled Liberals Hate White People, Including Themselves, as Everything is Racist Now, Including Math, Correct Answers, and the Muppets. And that was the one that really surprised me. I don't know about you. I was a huge fan of the Muppets. I got to meet Jim Henson and work with him briefly when he was starting to think about using computers for some of his characters, and he came over to Robert Abel and Associates, and we all sat around talking and had a really, really good time. But now all of a sudden, Muppets are deemed racist, and there's like a disclaimer that has to be broadcast before the shows go. But it's just reached this point where, you know, the idea of showing your math work is racist is really utterly, utterly absurd. Getting into the science news, Northrop Grumman boosted a Cygnus cargo ship into orbit heading to the space station. It was a picture-perfect launch from Virginia's eastern shore, carrying more than 8,000 pounds of supplies and equipment for the ISS. The rocket used two Russian-built RD-181 first-stage engines and pushed the booster up from the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport at Wallops Island, Virginia, which has been part of the space program going back to the very, very early days. All right, the U.S. Navy launched a secret project back in May of 2020. It is a 12 by 12 inch solar panel. It was launched into space on a secret U.S. space plane and is mounted on a drone that is in low Earth orbit. And it is a prototype for a system that could one day beam power from space to anywhere on Earth until a bird flies into that microwave beam, of course. Then there's going to be a problem. And Juno out there at Jupiter saw another space rock crash into Jupiter back when it was the comet smack. It was like a big deal. And since then, they've discovered Jupiter gets hit by large objects all the time. All righty, we're going to open the phone lines now. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are now open. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to start with Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm first again. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. So you talked about that Parliament vote up here in Canada against Chinese oppression.
Yes.
Yeah. Fortunately, like, the most important thing that you didn't mention was almost none of the Liberals, including Justin Trudeau, voted at all.
Okay.
They didn't even vote. They abstained. That's their way of saying, well, you know, we think what they're doing is right, but we're just not going to voice our opinion on it. And
okay. Good to know.
This is coming from a guy, Trudeau, that said he admired China's dictatorship. Or what did he call it? Basic dictatorship.
Yeah.
So you know what he has in store for us up here, unless we get rid of this bum.
Well, you know, they've got the same thing in store for us down here. I mean, you know, if liberals can support what the Chinese are doing, then they'll support, you know, the Democrats doing the same thing to Republicans down here.
Right, because Biden, didn't he put some kind of pause, 90-day pause, on outside foreigners tampering with the getting involved with United States power grid, right?
Yeah, but I think that was an effort to initially try and blame the Texas blackouts on China. That didn't get any traction, of course.
Hmm. Well. You know, these politicians, they're all liars. I mean, they use and abuse each other.
Yes, they are.
It's a shame that they just don't take each other out back and, you know, do away with each other.
That would be a waste. That would be a waste. The ideal solution is we take them and put them in the Coliseum with chainsaws and let them deal with each other. And the one who comes out with the most bodily parts gets to be president. And then we sell the television rights and we could pay off the national debt.
Yeah, I knew something like that was coming. Now it's chainsaws, eh?
Yes.
Well, that's real fancy. I also sent a video, and I think I know why you didn't post it. This guy coming in from Pearson International Airport. I think there's some foul language he uses, right?
Yes.
I sent it to you a couple hours ago. Anyway, the guy's, you know, up here, when you come in from another country, except, of course, if you're an elitist, you have to have a test, which isn't really a test. It's nothing. So, but they still have that swab shoved up your nose, and then you have to quarantine in a hotel that you have to pay for.
Yes.
Right? And he refused. And, you know, I was saying this a couple weeks ago. They weren't suggesting this. It goes against our Charter of Rights, you know, the Canadian Constitution, to do such a thing. And he's absolutely right. And the police that were there agreed with him. So what they do is they give you issue you a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to court and fight it. And thousands of people have been issued these things, and no one has been charged. Oh, there's the music. I'm going to cut myself off again, Mike. I appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to take a station identification break here. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.